President Rouhani says unilateral sanctions against Iran contradict international law and Tehran will bypass them. Hassan Rouhani made the remarks during a meeting with the Finnish foreign minister. Rouhani says that Tehran is ready to continue talks with the P5+1 until a final and fair deal is reached. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram has urged conflicting parties in Pakistan to exercise restraint. Three anti-government protesters were killed and nearly 400 injured in fierce clashes with security forces in Islamabad. The government says it is trying to resume negotiations with the opposition to resolve the tension peacefully. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has sworn in members of his new cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Wael al-Halqi. Assad says security and reconstruction will be the top priorities of the new government in June's election. Assad was re-elected as president for the next 7 years. Syria slams France for refusing to cooperate with Damascus against ISIL militants. The Syrian foreign ministry says international support for Takfiris is the main reason for the crisis in Syria and its spillover to neighboring countries. This after Paris called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad an ally of the terrorists. Dozens of people have been killed in twin explosions in Iraq's western city of Ramadi. Officials say assailants targeted special forces bases and the police checkpoint in the city. ISIL militants hold control of major areas in Ramadi, the capital of the western Anbar province. Iraqi forces have broken the ISIL siege of the northern town of Amerli, where thousands of people have been trapped for over 2 months now. They have inflicted heavy losses on the ISIL Takfiri insurgents. The army has regained control of some regions in recent days. And Somalia's al-Shabaab fighters have attacked the intelligence headquarters and detention facility in the capital Mogadishu. Two security forces have been injured in the attack. However, Somali forces say they have brought the situation under control and all of the four attackers are dead.